Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I'm your boy GQ. As of right now, I want to take a moment of silence to the infamous JJ, JJ the X-Man, JJ the Dark Knight. I want to give a big shout out to him. He did his thing. He was holding his shit down. He not only didn't just work for Blog Talk Radio, he also worked for Q102. In Philly. He was a cool dude. I only knew a little bit of him, so I only knew the cool side of him. But his brothers told me a lot about him. He was a cool dude, and he did a lot in his life. And he lived a happy life, even though he didn't have all the money. He lived a happy life. And he said that, you know, he told me one time his brother told me that he was always caring and cared about what others, you know, like, if he had a piece of bread, and that was the only meal he had today, he would give that bread to someone else before he feeds himself. I want to applaud him for that. And not only just I want to applaud him, I also want to, you know, put out a song for him. So I'm going to download this Boyz II Men song. You know, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. It joins the jam. While I'm waiting for the download to go down, let me read off what today's show is about. Got 43 minutes left. Me, I'm your boy. Others may call me G. The ladies may call me Q, because I'm so cute. Like a teddy bear that if I'm not in your bed, you're like, damn, I can't go to sleep without my cutie, without my teddy bear. Yeah, it is what it is. Listen to 3 of NYC's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio tonight on Intimate Encounters Friday. Tune in to the most sensual, desirable, voluptuous, lustful day of our week, where we can discuss the sexiest, nastiest, dirtiest sexual experiences and fantasies from 11 p.m. Ooh, pause. Let me fix that up. From 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Come share our arousing topics and be part of our passionate, stimulating convo. We also will be speaking about the R-word, relationships, so come check out the Three Wise Men. And we do have a MySpace page. On the MySpace page is myspace.com/ I don't even know what the page is. I actually gotta let me look on this joint, cause I don't even know what the page is, to tell you the truth. So let me see what I actually have down. I've been trying to attack this guy all day. I'm playing a little MySpace mobster game. He thought that he could, like, come up on me and, like he's a, I'm a boss, and he's a capo. He thinks that him being a capo, he can just come up and, you know, give me a little jab to the jaw. But I won both fights, and now I'm just going to harass him until I ice cold him. When I ice cold him, then I might just leave the little nigga alone. Or I might just, you know, be on my P's and Q's and go, you know, get the whole crew to bomb on that nigga. I mean, it is what it is. right, hit us up at myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Once again, that's technical_difficulty_show, and that's myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Hold on, let me. This guy, he's actually punching me back. Well, I'm going to murder this guy. I swear. 1244, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but if you are, I'm going to murk you, dog. Anyway, let's get back to the regular scheduled program. I don't feel like talking today. All right, let's see. I'm going to play a quick track while I wait for that shit. So right now, you're going to listen to some hot shit. I mean, you know, I stay playing hot shit. This is Lil Wayne featuring Cassidy, Juice, Corey Guns, and Iceberg. Oh, I'm not playing that. That shit is old as hell. You know, I'll play some little Spanish shit, you know, because this is like a little relationship show, intimate encounters and all that shit. So this is Flex featuring Belinda. Te quiero. I think that's what the fuck it is. Keep it locked. It's technical difficulty. It's your boy GQ.
Romantic style in the world. This is the remix.
I want to give a big shout out to all my Spanish loves out there.
Romantic flow.
Y'all know who y'all are. Luz Torres, holding it down in Brooklyn. Keep your head up, man. Cubacaba, Cubacaba. Keep your head up, man. Jeanette. Keep your head up, man. Millie. Keep your head up, man. Big shout out to Jolie from the Bronx. Keep your head up, man. And last but not least, Lou.
I wanna hurt you, girl, I wanna
abrazarte.
Mil canciones al oído cantarte. I got a rose and I wanna regalarte. Baby girl, me enamoraste.
The unexpected when you said hello, hola, mi vida. Was like a song inside my head, your voice, la melodía. Looking in your eyes, I only see noches y días.
romantic style in the world.
All right, just like I said, this is Technical Difficulty. They already know. Like I said, I'm GQ. I've never ever worked with the Technical Difficulty show. I work with JJ's brothers, and their brother actually, we have this joint we call Angry Bastard Radio. So it's been a while, I started that up, so it's like, from what these guys said, that it's been a while since they've been on here. So they didn't even know what the fuck the URL was and all that. But I was told that Technical Difficulties, for some reason, they was always fucking up. So that was the name went with the fucking production or whatever you want to call it. But I'm trying. Oh, Technical Difficulty Show. Okay. That makes sense. All right, so hit us up at myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Once again, that's technical_difficulty_show. Taking shout-outs and requests until the 6 o'clock p.m. hour. So, get in where you fit in, It's Intimate Encounters. This is more like the Welcome Back series. TD is back in full effect, I'm on a dolo right now, but tonight I was told that the brothers and, Fresh to Death and all that. Like I said, I've never spoke to Fresh to Death before, but I heard he's a cool dude. He has his own show. It's the light up session. You already know. Light the fuck up if you got it. But we will be doing a show tonight on Angry Bastard Radio. It's AB Radio. And we do have a MySpace. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. It's Angry Bastard Radio. It's me, GQ. It's your boy 6-4, your boy SD, your boy LE. Doing our thing, holding it down. And we will be in full effect Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday, for some reason, they have off. But Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we do a show from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every day. But Wednesday. Wednesday is the chillax mode, So make sure you hit us up. As far as the light-up session goes, I don't know. Fresh to Death, I was told, will be in the building on Technical Difficulties tonight. We're going to try to set up a show around 11 o'clock. Now, the time frame is going to be between 11 p.m. and 12 midnight. For some reason, 11 and 11:30 sometimes isn't there. So, matter of fact, before the end of the show, we'll let you know exactly, what time is going to go on over there. All right. So hard to say goodbye to yesterday. It's so hard. What was that, Boys to Men? Fuck it. Let me just rock with that. All right, but yeah, we're going to be talking about all types of, the R word. We're going to be talking about the kinky thing, this and that, yada. And I've heard a couple of shows on a TD show, and like these motherfuckers is like, they get to popping. Like, for some reason, every time they talk about sex, like, you motherfuckers like to listen to this shit. All I need is God. I'll find my way. Some chick just said that. She sent that to me. I don't know why, shorty. We all know why you need God. Like, but we mean you'll find a way. Like, God is there. There should be no reason to be finding a way. God is there, I'm over here talking to myself, man, so how are you people doing today? I'm good, I'm doing my thing, holding it down, doing what I do. I do like I do for TV, Yeah, but it's not a day that goes by without women, you know, being on my jock. But it's understandable. I'm GQ, you know. Can't hold it down. I heard JJ was like, he was kind of shy. Like, he would try to put it out there, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then again, he was shy. And he really didn't have the skill. And I'm not downing that young man, because like I said, the couple of times that I've spoken to him, he seemed cool. It seemed like he always had women problems. Like, there was one chick, he was sweating, he was stressing in Brooklyn, and she was playing this nigga left and right. Like, nigga, open your head up. Like, obviously, if she ain't get with you or ain't try to holler at you, it's because she don't want you. He said that she would leave him messages on his answering machine talking about, like, she'll play, what was the song? Oh, man, what the fuck was it? Oh, it's right in my head. I have it in my head. Oh, what song did that nigga say? Oh, you know what? That I don't even know. It's, you know, it's, I'll be here all day thinking about that shit. That's not going to happen. But, anyway, he had, he said that, you know, chick was playing, like, songs, like, you know what I mean? Like songs speaking of love and trying to get back with you and this and that. And then when he go forward for it, she'd be like, you know what I mean, on some, oh, nah, well, I don't want, like, she wanted to treat this nigga like a slave. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was a fucking, you know, he was a thinderbox. I mean, no sense. She was treating this nigga like, you know, he was a dumbass. You know? And I tried to tell him, like, yo, it's okay. Like, maybe she just don't know how to express, you know, spread her feelings or whatever. Or maybe she just thinks you're too soft. And he's like, well, you know, I always talk about marriage, this and that. I'm like, well, dog, that's what it is. I mean, you can feel that way. And I'm not saying by all means, like, take it away. But some women, that's what they want. And when they get the guy that they want saying that, it kind of throws them off track. Like, damn, this guy is willing to do this. He's willing to do that. But then again, do I really want that? And, yeah, I do want it, but he seems soft to me. Like, for some reason, women think that this shit is soft. Like, if I buy a chick roses, she might be like, you know, because she might be like, oh, yeah, I want a guy to buy me roses and do this and do that. And if I do it, the minute I do it, for some reason, women just do a whole 360, like, ah, here you go. And you be like, you be thinking that, okay, yeah, I did some good shit. She look at you like, ah, roses. Buying roses for you. You don't ever buy roses. You're like, yeah, man, but you told me the other day, this and that. Before you know it, she thinks you're soft. That's like if you go out on a date with a girl, and the girl's like, you know, you're on a date, the first time you're meeting her. And you like, yo, I'm not going to kiss her. I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm not going to kiss her. I'm not going to go in for the kill, nothing. And you go give her a nice little handshake or a hug, you know, or a kiss on the cheek or the forehead. And you'd be like, on some G shit. And she'd be like, oh, you know. And on some G shit, she'd give you respect. But then again, she'd be like, well, maybe this guy's gay. Like, you can't, like, women always want something, but can't handle it when they get it. So it's like, I come to the conclusion that you might as well just, you know, if you want to get married, want to get married. But don't like, you know, brag about it and go up and say, yo, we should do this and we should do that, because it's like, women get nervous. So I told him, like, I told him that, but he doesn't listen. He got to the point where he fucking gets all angry and screams on the phone, and she shits on him, and, I mean, this nigga said that he stood outside of her building one day just waiting for, just on some, like, some innocent shit. Not no, like, you know, I'm stalking, but, like, well, I guess it is kind of stalkish, but, like, sat in front of her building, you know what I mean, and waited for her to come out. That's how bad he wanted to see her. Oh, by the way, if y'all wondering, this guy, JJ, he's cool peoples. But he's finding love in the wrong places. And I told him, like, look, if Shorty hasn't met you, it's because she either has a man or she just doesn't want to be with you. And you can't make people do what you want to do. You know what I mean? I can't go to the fucking, I can't go I can't play the lottery and then call up the chick that's going to call out the numbers. Like, look, bitch, you better call out my number. You can't, you know what I mean? Like, it can't be done. Like, if a female is feeling you, she's feeling you. But say you want to, you say you want to get married to her, and she don't. You can't keep talking to her and beating in the head like, oh, well, you need to get married, well, you need to do this, you need, because it's not going to get to them. Sometimes people have to go in the path that they're going in order to switch up and realize what they had is going. I mean, and he said that he was messing with this one chick that used to live in Florida and now lives in North Jersey. And he said that he was, you know, he was ignoring things. Like, she was good to him. She treated him good. Treated him better than any female ever. But it's like she did a, you know what I mean? Like, she realized that this motherfucker, JJ, wasn't feeling her as she was feeling him. So what happened? This motherfucker ended up, you know, he fucked up and she left him. And went to, you know, somebody else. And, you know, this chick, by the way, she was black. Black girl. Or Jamaican. Jamaican, she fucking moved back home. You know what I mean? She wanted to have kids and all that shit. You know, she was good to that nigga. But he fucked it up. Why? Because she couldn't make him love him. I mean, she couldn't make him love her. As bad as she wanted, as bad as she loved him, he had to go his own course. And sometimes when you go on your own course, you're going to learn. But when you learn, you might learn and get wise. And if it's too late, then it's too late. Because, see, now you're wise, but the person that you now realize that you need to be with and that you now want to be with, it's too late because you lost them because you wasn't paying attention to the signs. So it's like, with that being said and done, ladies and gentlemen, you got to pay attention to the signs. Women are like the economy. It's a motherfucking recession right now. So for y'all to be acting up like, oh, man, fuck this bitch and this and that, this girl is good to you. Same with women. This guy is good to you. For you to be acting up like, oh, man, he ain't this, he ain't that, whatever, you know what, I'm stepping. As soon as you step, just like the economy. If you got a job right now, keep it. Because it's going to be a long time before you can actually get a good job if you quit a good job. So if you quit a good girl, it's going to be a long time before you get a good girl. Don't get it twisted. I don't believe in that, oh, it's one girl for every guy out there or one guy for every girl out there. Like, nah, that's not true. You know what I mean? Because God puts certain people in your life for a reason, for you to learn. You know what I mean? So you learn from your mistakes and you suffer. And you're like, damn, man, she was good. So it just keeps you focused to the point where when the next girl you get or the next guy you get, yo, I'm not fucking this up. Damn, she's feeling me, but you know what? I'm going to fall back. I mean, I'm not going to fall back. I'm just going to put my dedication in there. You know what I mean? Because it's like relationships nowadays is just crashing because motherfuckers is just losing and doing stupid shit. You know what I mean? So it's not worth it. Anyway, I want to send this out to JJ. Song's going out to you, Doug. You know, it was nice knowing you. You know what I mean? You got a better life in heaven now, you know? I mean, it's like heaven to me, your boy GQ, because it's like, you know what I mean? I'm just women just flocking, you know what I mean? I'm going to Miami Beach, you know, next year. I'm going to hold it down. I'm going to need, I mean, like I said, I heard Fresh to Death is holding it down down there, so I'm going to need that nigga to look me out, you know, on a hot spot. I was already told that New York niggas don't get no love out there. And, you know, even though they know that I'm from out of town, I still won't get no love out there. So I'm going to have to step my game up. You know what I mean? But this is songs going out to JJ. He's a cool dude. And your brother is wanting me to send a message saying that, you know, they love you. They always love you. And keep your head up. And they'll see you when they get there. This is Boyz II Men. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Big shout out to JJ. Rest in peace, dog.
How do I say goodbye?
Make sure you hit us up 347-215-8388. Once again, 347-215-8388. Fuck it. It's technical difficulties, right? I'm gonna play that track again. Just cause it's the shit. And JJ was that dude, and he was the shit. So let's go. Rest in peace, dog.
To what we have, the good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we gave.
And I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine and the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. How do
trying to live. ain't going nowhere, nigga. You went somewhere. Oh, man. Fat bastard. No disrespect, Puerto Rico. We're going to play two more songs. One is going to be The Lox, We'll Always Love Big Papa. In other words, we'll switch it up, We'll Always Love JJ. And P. Diddy featuring Faith Evans, Will Be Missing You. This is a JJ Ramel. Ah, motherfucked that whole word up. It's one thing me and Jay got in common, stuttering and fucking up words. Rememberabilia. That's what I meant to fucking say. Let's go. Oh, shit, I feel like a retard.
I'll be missing you. no longer do you have to sin. And may God bless your mom and your two children, your wife, your family, and all your friends. Everybody stay strong. The good die young. Where we from is all wrong. We all confused. Never know what we have and what we have we lose. Think big. We just lost a very big jewel. Hip hop itself is at a pit stop itself. Seeing big die with pit stop itself. It hurts. Probably too good for this earth. Genius at its worst. Made dirty cats wanna get a clean shirt. Pop Chris style and rock they ice work. Go big, yeah, everybody wanting to know big. Made the rap big, glitter like show big. Ask anybody who could flow big. All the cats shine, but you would glow big. Frank White lyrically, move spiritually. Made you wanna get a cup, fill it up with Hennessy. Run in the club and light a Dutch where the women be. If you've seen the show, then I know you felt the energy. Everything is all real, but it's sad when the good fella catch a raw deal. And pain is a part of life that we all feel. Today this whole rap game is getting more ill. It make me look back to where he took rap. Dude brought the East back, y'all better believe that. He never had a warning. One more chance was right before him. Everybody must answer when God's calling. I flew bees with him, I blew trees with him. Couldn't wait to go on tour across seas with him. Seem to get lost in, blow things out of proportion. Life is worth more than the coffin. I need answers, and they better be the truth. Hurts like a bad tooth, we losing mad youth. Lyrically, there'll never be no one above you. And no matter how they judge you, we always gonna love you.
Rest in peace, JJ. Word up. I mean, I know you're in a better place, but I'm going to change the title. Instead of Intimate Encounters, we're going to talk about JJ Rest in Peace Special. But tune in tonight. Tonight we will be talking about the Intimate Encounters. I'm sorry, because I can't really schedule the thing right now. Well, actually, no one's listening live anyway, so I guess I can just wait. I got to wait 42 seconds in order for it to tell us, you know, what exactly, what day I can actually schedule it, or what time I can schedule it. Either it's going to be 11:30 or 12. It's going to be one of the three. Now, if I said it, because I don't want to tell y'all 11, and then it only has an 11:30. You know, then I'm screwing y'all. And I want to do 11:30, if they only have 12. So it's going to be between the three. But tune in. If you are listening, just go to this show and find out the show time. It's going to be 11, 11:30, or 12. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your boy, GQ, holding it down. I'm going to do a little rest in peace thing for your boy, JJ. Yeah, 11 o'clock is taken. I kind of figured that. So let's try 11:30. It's 11:30 taken. Let's see. 11:30 taken, people. It's 11:30 taken. I believe so. So it's looking like a 12 midnight to 1 a.m. So I'm going to schedule the show for 12 midnight. Let's see, let's see. Come on, you piece of shit. Fucking piece of shit. You piece of shit. Shate. 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 Come on. Come on. Alright, so it looks like 11:30 is also filled up. Alright, well, we'll just be doing a 12 midnight show then. 11:06, that's what I don't understand. 11 o'clock is taken. So what about 11:30? Okay, 11:30 is taken. So we're going to have to do a 12 midnight show. Alright, we're going to do a 12 midnight show. This is the TD show. I'm your boy GQ holding it down. I believe 64SDNLE will be in the building. It's going to be tonight from 12 midnight to 1 a.m. Once again, it's 12 midnight to 1 a.m. We might schedule 2 hours, depending on how juicy it gets, you know, on the show. But other than that, it will be intimate encounters, talking about all types of sexual things. We will open it up with a little Rest in Peace JJ song, just one, and after that, it's a wrap. So make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Once again, it's myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Big shout out to Fresh to Death. And I was told they had a Cuban female working here. I saw her pictures. She's pretty hot, but she doesn't have anybody that was on her squad. They denied JJ. Matter of fact, somebody came at Ill E's neck and called him a nigger and all types of shit, and I don't know. This shit is just crazy. The technical difficulties is fucking hilarious. The show is crazy. And the chick, I think her name, she went by La Cubanita or something. She's funny as shit. I mean, she had like a little, her female buddy, La Boricua or some shit like that. I don't know. But all I know is that right now it's all men now, so kind of sucks. So we need a female host. We're searching for a female host. If you're interested, you're funny as hell, and you can take abuse and give abuse, definitely hit us up. myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Now, make sure you check out Fresh to Death's joint. It's the Light Up Session. I believe it's, let me go to his page and put his shit out there so I'm not putting out the wrong thing. And also, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, you can check out your boy GQ. You can check out LESD and 6-4 from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And it's just a little station. It's Angry Bastard Radio. Our MySpace page is myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Once again, it's angry_bastard_radio. Trying to get lost in the major, but you can find me in the music. And let me give you this brother. Let me give you Fresh to Death's page. Oh man, what a day! Come on, slow ass fucking computer. What a day! All right, you can hit up Fresh to Death at myspace.com/YOUNGONE316. Once again, that's myspace.com/YOUNGONE316. That's YOUNGONE316. And his show, I don't know when his show pops off. Like I said, I've never speaking to the kid, but I've heard great things about him. You know, so, I don't know. Me being GQ and him being Fresh to Death, we might collide every once in a while, you know, because I'm going to be taking his women, he's going to be trying to take my women. Can't go for that, but for the most part, it's a cool dude. Now, the Light Up Session, the page of the Light Up Session is myspace.com/lightupsession. Self-explanatory. Once again, for the slow, myspace.com/lightupsession. LIGHTUPSESSION. Like I said, you just have to check in with him or go to his personal page and find out when he's going on air again. Like I said, I don't know. I've never met him before. I've never spoken to him before. But I like him already. He's talking about lighting up and shit. Oh, Lord. Peach Passion? Let's go! Mellow Mango? I probably said something else. My eyes is all fucked up. Roll that shit, light that shit, smoke that shit. Hey, this motherfucker's cool with me. Alright, I'm about to get out of here. Once again, we're going to do a show tonight, 12 midnight to 1 a.m. It's going to be technical difficulties. Should be fully loaded, fully staffed. Getting it in. Sexy-ass conversation. So, ladies, you need to join. You need to join. We need to know what's going on. We need to know what's good with the women, what y'all like, what you don't like. So I don't, next time I go smash up a chick, she'll be like, whoa, pause, why are you doing that shit? You know what I mean? We need to help a brother out. It's going to be Intimate Encounters Friday, the late night special, the Bluntville special, the TD show special, you dig? Unfortunately, JJ won't be in the building, but he will be here with Spirit. Listen to three of NYC's realest, funniest DJs on talk radio and one of Florida's realest, funniest DJs on talk radio tonight on Intimate Encounters Friday late night special. Tune in to the most sensual, desirable, voluptuous, lustful day of our week where we can discuss the sexiest, nastiest, dirtiest sexual experiences and fantasies from 12 a.m. midnight to 1 a.m. Come share our arousing topics and be part of our passionate, stimulating convo. We also will be speaking about the R word, relationships. So come check out the three wise men. That's right. And, man, like I said, once again, make sure you check out the Light Obsession. And also check out Angry Bastard Radio from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. So there's a lot of movements going on, a lot of things happening, big shit popping. And all that good shit. So, from me to you, right now I have my hand next to my other hand, and I'm winding up as if I'm winding, you know, as if I'm sharpening a pencil. And as I'm winding up, my middle finger slowly comes up. Cameraman, please, here you go. Fuck everybody. I'm out of here. Make sure y'all tune in tonight, though, on TD Show. It's going to be 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And also check out the Angry Bastard Radio, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. You know, we're the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind tonight from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then you got the, you got technical difficulty. It's going to be a relationship sexy situation. We got a little format going on over there, and that's 12 midnight to 1 a.m. Then you got the light-up session, which I don't know when starts, but like I said, hit him up at myspace.com/light-up session. And I'm your boy GQ, JJ, rest in motherfucking peace, and we out of here. One.